How do we measure road trips? In miles traveled and memories made. In scenic views and back roads that don't show up on your GPS. And in the wrong turns that turn out to be the right decisions. It's not about how far you can go, but how far you're inspired to move. The 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid goes the extra mile with class-leading 53 mpg combined. Farther for all. The all-new 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid. Kia. Movement that inspires. 2023 Niro HEV SX fuel economy claim based on EPA estimated combined fuel economy for entry CUV class. Actual mileage will vary with options, driving conditions, driving habits, and your vehicle's condition. See fueleconomy.gov for more details. How do we measure road trips? In miles traveled and memories made. In scenic views and back roads that don't show up on your GPS. And in the wrong turns that turn out to be the right decisions. It's not about how far you can go, but how far you're inspired to move. The 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid goes the extra mile with class-leading 53 mpg combined. Farther for all. The all-new 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid. Kia. Movement that inspires. 2023 Niro HEV SX fuel economy claim based on EPA estimated combined fuel economy for entry CUV class. Actual mileage will vary with options, driving conditions, driving habits, and your vehicle's condition. See fueleconomy.gov for details.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And we're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. If you need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family, Rocket can. I hope you had a tremendous Thursday. You might have just listened to Thursday Night Football. You might have watched Thursday Night Football, and if you didn't, I got something for you. Tonight, the Tennessee Titans, they beat the Green Bay Packers 27-17. Tennessee improves their record to 7-3. Green Bay falls to 4-7. And the Packers, they never led in this game. They had to play catch-up the entire game. Ryan Tannehill had a better game tonight than Aaron Rodgers. Green Bay is on its way to absolutely nowhere. In Tennessee, man, they're just going right back to the playoffs again. I'm going to talk about the Tennessee Titans because they are just, I'm not going to say infuriating, but they always end up with a winning record. And what are they going to win with Tannehill? Congratulations. He came back from a busted up ankle and he had a great night. Two touchdowns tonight, completing 22 of 27 passes. And it's still like, oh, the Titans will get to the playoffs, but we know they're not the best AFC team. They have an improved defense, unfortunately, what happens to be hurt right now, and they still stop Green Bay. Aaron Rodgers is at the podium as we speak. I took a quick listen to his press conference, and one of the reporters asked Aaron Rodgers, hey, Aaron Rodgers, after the loss, what do you guys do next? Aaron Rodgers goes, I'm going home. The reporter's like, no, not home. Obviously, you're going home, but there you have it. Aaron Rodgers also letting everyone know that there are more games left to play. Thank you, man. Thank you. Matter of fact, Aaron Rodgers, in talking about tonight's game and what Tannehill did in his second game back from that busted ankle, Aaron Rodgers, he had a lot of credit for Tannehill. Take a listen to this.
Ryan played really well for them. They stopped the run, gloved us in the back end. We knew this crew doesn't throw a lot of flags. Combine that with, me missing some throws and us not capitalizing on a couple opportunities like Keyshawn's return there. Getting points there obviously hurt us, but we just never could kind of get over that hump and get the ball back with a chance to take the lead.
Oh, this is nice. He doesn't sound as miserable as he typically does. Good for him. It's nice to see. Anyway, as I told you, from the opening drive of the game, the Tennessee Titans were in full control. They had the lead here. With about 10 minutes just to go in the first quarter, 5 minutes off the clock, really, Ryan Tannehill was able to go down the field and connect with Dontrell Hilliard for a 14-yard pass. I want you to listen to this. As the game went to 7-0 early for Tennessee, this is courtesy of Westwood One.
Tannehill on the left hash, leaning in, working out the signals. Now backpedals to the 20, stops his right foot, gets the shotgun snap. Tannehill looking, throws left side, open at the 5, and into the end zone is Dontrell Hilliard for a 14-yard Titans touchdown. Tennessee takes the 6-0 lead, Hilliard's fourth touchdown grab of the year.
Oh, that's nice. And then, to the surprise of nobody, the Packers were able to answer. Christian Watson, yeah, the same guy who caught 3 touchdown passes the other day in a victory, tonight. He was able to close out the first quarter, really, and make it a 7-6 game. Mason Crosby had his kick blocked after the touchdown, and so it was not a tie game. It was 7-6. And then we got into the second quarter, and then Derrick Henry went out there and did Derrick Henry things, like a 4-yard rushing touchdown to make it 14-6. This is the Titans Radio Network.
Titans have converted 6 of 9 third downs. Henry back in the game with 43 seconds to play in the half.
Is that on? Yep.
Give Henry on the left side into the end zone. Touchdown, Titans! Derrick Henry to pay dirt, and the Titans cash in.
Yeah, the Titans cash in. I'd cash in too if I had Derrick Henry on my team. He's like the human juggernaut. Just give him the ball and let him run through folks. And sure, he didn't have the absolutely freakish night that you would expect. He still had a good one. 28 carries. Yeah, sure, that's a lot for 87 yards. Not the type of runs that he would look for, but he still had that touchdown. And not only did Derrick Henry run for a touchdown tonight, Mike Vrabel wanted to bring out the trick book. Mike Vrabel wanted to make the Packers look like a bunch of schmucks. Because Derrick Henry, he ran for that touchdown. But in the third quarter, he actually went out there and he threw a touchdown pass. Derrick Henry threw a short touchdown pass to Austin Hooper in the third quarter that made the game 20-9 Tennessee. Listen.
Tannehill is in the shotgun. Make that the pistol. Hands. Henry throws. Touchdown Titans! Henry took the handoff and then hit Hooper with a jump pass for a big sixer.
Oh, man.
Wow!
Wow, wow, yes. Wow in Lambeau. Wow in Lambeau.
Well, the Titans announcers, they are absolutely thrilled. Well, they're having a good old time. Christian Watson got another touchdown. That's 2. That's nice, right? Got another score on the board. But then Ryan Tannehill answered. Austin Hooper's just living a good life. Derrick Henry's throwing him a touchdown pass. And then even Ryan Tannehill got in on the action. This is pretty much the final points of the game, as Austin Hooper was on the receiving end for another TD.
Titans have 1st and 10 at the Packers 16. Tannehill, play fake, looking, firing to the end zone. Incomplete. And the Packers have picked it up and are running it back. He's on the ground with the ball, and then Ford takes it away from him. I think that's a touchdown.
After replay assistance, ruling on the field is a touchdown.
Yes, sir, it is.
Yes, it is.
We could not see it because he rolled over, but on the replay, he clearly caught it, and Vrabel does not have to use a challenge. Touchdown, Titans! Austin Hooper!
Yeah, you want to go, you want to walk away with a victory, you might as well have some fun. And it seemed like in the fourth quarter, the Packers, it's like they had no chance. The Green Bay Packers scored 0 points in that fourth quarter. None. Aaron Rodgers at the end of the game. No can do. Jeffrey Simmons, one of the rare healthy defensive players for the Titans. Even he got his hands on Aaron Rodgers late.
Rodgers takes the snap. Deep drop. Looking. Under some heat, flushed out to his right. Now big chase. Sack! Jeffrey Simmons. First sack of the night. $100 to Second Harvest Food Bank from Kroger as he takes Rodgers down back at the 37. It's a massive loss of 13 yards as we go under 3 minutes to play.
Shep, did he say something about free fruit at Kroger?
Yeah.
Let me hear that again.
Rodgers takes the snap. Deep drop. Looking. Under some heat. Flushed out to his right. Now big chase. Sack! Jeffrey Simmons. First sack of the night. $100 to Second Harvest Food Bank from Kroger.
Second Harvest Food Bank. Well, they need the food. I get it. Not me. I thought it was like, if Simmons gets a sack in the fourth quarter, then everybody gets a $100 gift card to Kroger. But I guess that's creative thinking for me. Anyway, Aaron Rodgers, that wasn't it for him right there, getting sacked. They had another chance, fourth down. And this time the Titans pretty much put a fork in him. They were done. Listen to this.
Fourth down and one. Rodgers gets his team on the ball. He stays in the gun. Gonna give it inside to Jones. I don't know. I don't think so. Let's see where they spot it. I don't think he's got this. I do not believe Aaron Jones just picked up the first down. It is not close.
Ah, yeah.
First down, Titans at the 44. The boys in blue have held.
Whoa! What a great job by this defense.
Yeah, you got to appreciate the enthusiasm. And that was it, man. That's it. The game was 27-17. Green Bay couldn't do a damn thing today. Aaron Rodgers, 24 of 39 passes. Of course, 39 passes. He's trying to play catch up. He threw for 227 yards, two touchdowns. To Christian Watson, the young guy who dropped a surefire touchdown pass to start the season. He's had five touchdowns just this week. But they're blanking, man. 56 yards on the ground. Not that you want to rush it when you're behind. The Packers have no juice right now. Nothing. They didn't even really have the ball. As we move forward in this game, I should let you know this. At this point, the Packers have now lost six out of their last seven games. They have Philadelphia next on the schedule. You don't think Philadelphia is going to be looking to bounce on back? And then in the second quarter of tonight's game, the Tennessee Titans ran 27 plays to the Packers 6. And when it came to yardage, they were outgained 91 yards to 17. The Tennessee Titans had this game in the bag from the get-go, and the Packers could not catch up. Come on. The Tennessee Titans are going to win the AFC South. What is their competition? Are we expecting the Colts to have some type of resurgence here? We know that ain't happening. The Texans might as well not be a football team. And the Jacksonville Jaguars, man, they're still in remedial classes. Mike Vrabel, he spoke after the game. He talked about the victory.
You know, a lot of this game was won tonight, early in the week for us. You know, we're really proud of the way the guys came in and prepared early on Monday. You know, we went in there on 12:30 on Monday, and I told them that this was a Wednesday or Thursday, and I think they bought into that and continued to invest time in a short week, and I think it showed.
Okay, Mike Vrabel, former NFL player, Patriot, Mike Vrabel, okay. He's a winner. His team is 7-3. The Green Bay Packers, they're losers. They got a record of 4-7. And Coach LaFleur, he spoke after the game. He's the loser. And this is what he had to say about his team.
There was no consistency in terms of
being complementary offensively and defensively. Obviously, when we needed stops, couldn't get them. And then when we needed to score, we were getting stops, we couldn't score and didn't take advantage of an interception, didn't take advantage of, the return to midfield. So you can't do that against good football teams and expect to win.
He has the same cadence, speech pattern as Nick Sirianni. Just kind of sound the same. Except for after a loss, he sounds much sadder. Aaron Rodgers after the game, of course, very deep and introspective, maybe. He was asked what they can do better. I wonder what this answer sounds like.
We got to get, substitutions in out the huddle a little better. And, if we do up-tempo, that can just stay in the same personnel. And we've had success over there doing that in this season in some of the call situations.
Oh, okay. Now, Shep, he's taken the technical route this night or tonight.
Yeah, so the most elaborate and I would say avid he got about any question was about Christian, because he knows that he finally has what he deems is a reliable wide receiver that can put the ball in the end zone, a la what happens when you lose Davante Adams and you're still pissed about it.
Oh, so he's actually happy about a wide receiver? Well,
I guess you'd be surprised, yes.
I'd be happy about the wide receiver that caught 5 touchdowns in a week, too. That's what Aaron Rodgers had to say about Christian Watson and getting him the rock.
I'm not trying to put Christian in the Hall of Fame. He's had 2 good games. I get it. But do you need to get him the ball more often just because he's that one guy who can really get you something?
Well, I mean, the answer is yes. Yeah, I think we got to get the ball to our playmakers, and he's stepped up the last 2 weeks, the last 2 games, the last 5 days. The over-the-shoulder catch, I think, opened up a whole new world of confidence for him. We caught him with too many on the field, and I gave him a trust ball, threw it up in the back of the end zone, and came down with it. So he's playing with a lot of confidence. If you look at the week of practice prior to last Sunday, he had, many drops really throughout practices for the season, and the last few days, no drops. He caught everything today. Yes, we got to give him the ball more.
Oh. This is a Green Bay Packers team that started the season 3-1. Since then, they've lost to both the New York teams, the Giants and the Jets. They lost to Washington. They lost to Buffalo. They lost to Detroit. I know you remember that one. They just beat the Cowboys, and that is their only victory in the last 7 games. And then they lose tonight to Tennessee, 27-17. Obviously, they're not going to be playing this week. Right after Thanksgiving, they will be back in action in Philadelphia. Sunday Night Football. The next time we see Aaron Rodgers will be prime time again. Are they going to beat Philly in Philly? Are they going to have an offense? Are they going to be able to pull players in off the street that can help them score? I don't think so. They go to Chicago after that. The Packers have a late season bye. We won't see them again until before Christmas as they take on the Rams. On Christmas Day, Aaron Rodgers and team, they'll be in Miami against the Dolphins, and they finish up their season against 2 divisional foes as normal, Minnesota and Detroit. Do you think the Green Bay Packers are going to win every single one of these games to finish, I don't know, at 10-7? Is that what we're looking at? I don't think so. Like, something in me says they're going to finish with a positive record. What are they going to do? Go 9-8? Is that going to be good enough for a wild card spot? Let's think about this. If we just have to go by the averages, of course, anybody could beat anybody. Are you betting on them to beat Philadelphia? Probably not. Should they beat Chicago? I don't know. Can they score anymore? The Packers? The Rams? Yeah, everybody beats the Rams. They should beat them. I don't think Green Bay is going to outscore Miami. This will be a prime opportunity for Minnesota at the end of the season on New Year's Day to light up the Packers and just say, all right, finally, screw y'all. It's Minnesota's only loss this season. And then they got Detroit. And we know Detroit, just a couple of weeks ago, held the Packers to only 9 points. Let me say this. I don't think the Packers are going to go to the playoffs. It's difficult to count out Aaron Rodgers, but I don't think they're going to the playoffs. And this man will have made $50 million. Jordan Love will still be watching on the bench. And we're going to have to go through an offseason where Aaron Rodgers sits down with Pat McAfee and tells us what he drank in the offseason just to deal with all of the losses. Get ready, folks, because it's coming. Somebody get Aaron Rodgers some of that ayahuasca so he can already get prepared for the offseason. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Thursday night football, the Tennessee Titans, they beat the Packers 27-17. What are your thoughts on the game? What are your thoughts on Rodgers? And we're going to talk about these Titans. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, JR. Pleasure to speak to you. You know, I just recently discovered your show a few weeks ago, and just got to tell you that you've got a very easy listening style.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Well, I can tell you someone who feels easy, easy like Sunday morning after the victory tonight. Tennessee Titans over the Packers 27-17. Ryan Tannehill. Oh, he's feeling good. He spoke to Amazon Prime. He was on the post-game desk afterwards. And he says, oh, yeah, I like this. I like the win. Listen.
It was great. We came out, you know, we played the way we wanted to play. We talked about it all week. We wanted to be the more physical team. And I thought we came out and did that. You know, we had ball control the whole game, established a run, took advantage of some opportunities in the passing game, and the defense came up huge all night.
So first of all, two questions. How are you feeling the ankle? You looked a whole lot better. And second of all, what was it about the passing game? That is one of the best games I've ever seen you play. You played outstanding today.
Thank you.
Did you guys see something in that defensive second that you knew you could take advantage of?
Just kind of the way the game was going. When it felt like we had a good plan coming in, some of the stuff we thought was going to be good, they played pretty well, and I had to make some adjustments. But our guys made plays. You know, we took advantage of some short stuff early in the game, and then we had opportunities down the field. We hit them.
Good news and bad news. Your fans are so loud, we can barely hear you. That's a good thing.
Yeah, they might as well be loud now. It's not going to be anything to be loud about come playoff time.
Oh, damn.
I'm just saying, Shep. I'm just saying.
You made it to an AFC title game.
Yeah, once. That was the peak. I'm never ever going to forgive Tannehill. Ever. I'm talking about this past postseason.
Gotcha.
Never. Here's an interception to open a game. I don't think I've ever seen that in my life.
But who would have thought of that draft class? With Luck and RG3.
No,
Unlimited. Okay, got it.
No. Who opens up a game with an interception? And then in the middle of the game says, here's another one. And then at the end of the game says, oh, yeah, here's another. He hit the trifecta. Tannehill is just, he hit the jackpot, man. He gets to play with Derrick Henry. I'm not thinking about his draft class. I'm thinking about him. That man, I'll never trust him. If Ryan Tannehill was like, hey, man, I'll walk your dog. I'm like, no, you're going to lose it. Ryan Tannehill said, hey, let me borrow the car. I said, nah, man, you're going to dent it. I wouldn't trust Ryan Tannehill with nothing. Nothing. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS. Todd is calling from Chicago. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Todd?
Hey, guys. Oh, what a great win, huh? Anytime somebody beats the Packers is a good time for me, you know?
Yeah, I get it. In Chicago, absolutely, sure.
You know, I mean, I've always liked the Titans ever since the inception, you know, from the Oilers and stuff, you know, back in the day when they had Anthony Mason as a quarterback, you know, that first two or, you know, what was it? They made it to,
Anthony Mason.
Yeah. Anthony Mason. Yeah.
Anthony from the New York Knicks.
No. I'm sorry.
Steve McNair.
No. It was
Warren Moon.
No. It was Mason for the Tennessee Titans.
He was a wide receiver.
He's a wide receiver. Okay, my bad. But anyway, you know, that first. You know, they made it to the they made it to the Super Bowl the first season that they were the Titans,
right? With Wycheck and the Music City Miracle and all that, yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
okay.
And Jeff Fisher was a pretty damn good coach back in the day, you know.
Yeah, we got the coach Ward. Right, thank God.
Yeah, Charlie Ward too, throwing the passes, yeah.
Yeah, and then they had Johnson a few, 10 seasons later.
Larry Johnson. He was great. Thank you, Todd. I appreciate you, man. They're fun.
But, you know, I'm hoping that they keep kicking ass and, taking names.
Does Todd actually think Grandma Ma played for the Titans, by the way?
Me too. I hope that they go all the way with Julius Randle. Thank you, Todd, for calling from Chicago. Anthony Mason. I was like, what? Anthony Mason?
R.I.P.
Yeah. Anthony Mason. Okay, yeah, sure. That was like, what, Mason? Steve McNair? He's like, no, Mason. I'm like, throwing the football? Derek Mason? I didn't know the New York Knicks played for the Titans. What do I know?
By the way, R.I.P. Stevie, he doesn't get taught. You know what? He doesn't get his due, JR, in all seriousness.
Anthony Mason?
No, him too. But guys who passed on way too early. I know they were horrific circumstances. You're not looking to go there. But Steve McNair was an MVP of this league, and he never gets talked about.
No, I think he does, man.
When's the last time people had a conversation nationally about Steve McNair?
Well, not nationally, but he's revered, man, in Tennessee. He is. He is not forgotten. I don't think you talk to anyone from that organization. It doesn't forget that dude. You know, I'm gonna check in with my main man, Bullock Keith, and then I'm gonna ask him. We'll get him on air maybe next week or the week after. I'm gonna ask Keith, you know, his thoughts on what the Titans are doing, and I know he'll definitely. He has amazing stories of Mr. McNair. Yeah, but that last caller, man, I don't know what he was thinking about. Like Anthony Mason for the New York Titans, sure. Yeah, anyway. And shout out to my main man, B. Smith, also passing away, RIP. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Going to take more of your calls here on the Packers, on the Titans. Yeah, I think the Packers on their way to nowhere. I don't think it's time to see no damn Jordan Love yet. Let's give it some time. Let's get into some blowouts and some ass kickings. I don't see a scenario of which Jordan Love starts a game this season unless it's maybe like the final game of the season and the Packers are just completely, completely stinking to join up. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. We're going to hear more audio on the other side and then we'll talk to you.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, man, it's going to be cliche as a mug, but long time listener, first time caller, man, and I appreciate your show big time. You have so much insight. I just want to give you props on that.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
You know what? The Titans got this win tonight against the Packers with a bunch of dudes out. Starting center was out. Their main kicker was out. Bud Dupree, I mean, damn it, I feel like he's always out, but he wasn't playing. Packers are just can't get it together. 855-212-4CBS. Tommy's calling from New Orleans. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Tommy?
JR, what's happening, my brother? Hey, first of all, props to my man Willie Fritz and the Uptown Rulers on Tulane's campus, man. They rolled those guys tonight. Whew, nice job. We watched the game in Washington and Philly the other night, and they executed the game plan 100%. My question to you, JR, is do you think that Tennessee has that capability to execute their same game plan? In other words, do they have a good enough defense to hold KC or Cincinnati or somebody like that and then just dink and dunk and manage the clock and keep the ball away from that, from Mahomes and from Burrow and everything like
No,
that?
No, I don't. And it'd be cool to see it again, but I think the Titans have peaked. I gave up on them. You know, after that AFC championship game, I didn't expect them to get there. And so here's the deal. If they don't have control of the game, they're not getting back into a game. Because if you now have to rely on Ryan Tannehill to play from behind or to score points, you're done. You cooked.
Yeah, that ain't going to work. And that's the whole strategy, just like Washington, they had to get up.
The one thing they have going for them this year is an improved defense. And we saw them hang in there, even going into overtime with the Kansas City Chiefs. And I find that to be an anomaly. If they got a place.
Jerry, real quick.
Hold on a second, Tommy.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. Hold on. Damn. If they have to play them five games or seven games, I think we wouldn't even see that again. But go ahead. What else you got?
No, I agree with you. I agree with that point. And real quick, I thought I saw this, and I can't check because I'm driving. Do the Chargers and Kansas City play each other back-to-back coming up in the latter part of the season? Is that true?
What, for the Chiefs? Say again, for who?
For the Chiefs and the Chargers, do they play back-to-back? Like, KC goes to the Chargers and the Charger comes to KC, and I think it's back-to-back weeks. I thought I saw that.
No, you didn't. No. They're not on each other. No, they're done.
Oh, yeah, it must have been all that cough syrup I drank. So, anyway.
Like Lil Wayne? You doing codeine? Like, what are you doing?
Oh, no. I stick to Robitussin, dude.
Oh, okay. That Tussin is strong, man. You be careful, all right?
I know. But, hey, man, go Green Wave, all right? Take care,
brother. Yeah, thank you, Tommy. Shout-outs to Tulane. That sounds like a shut. I'm not trying to be a witness to anything here. That man said he's driving in a car and he's drinking Robitussin. What are we doing here? That's dangerous. Oh well, Shep, what happened? What did I do wrong?
No, you didn't do anything wrong. I think to Tommy's question, I think he was getting so much out at once. I think what he was trying to say was, are they playing consecutive games back-to-back? So in week 11 and week 12, I think that's what he was trying to ask you.
was he asking me? It sounded like he asked me if they were playing each other back to back.
Right. So they do, but I don't know if that's how his question came out. You're getting it now. I don't know if that's he was asking a lot of different things at once. But he is right though, because they are playing back to back games with each other. Which is rare. You don't see that often. Obviously, one is going to be in Los Angeles, and then the next one is going to be in, of course, Arrowhead.
The Chiefs?
Yeah.
He asked me about Kansas City, right?
Yes, sir.
What am I missing? I'm looking at their schedule here, right?
Right.
They take on the Chargers.
Yes, sir.
The Rams.
The Rams, yes. Oh, what he was trying to infer was L.A. Like, he thought that...
Los Angeles?
Yeah. So they're playing two Los Angeles teams, but they're not. One is the Chargers, one is the Rams. So he's right about them playing back to back against LA. It just happens to not be the AFC West rivals.
I thought he was talking about the Chargers. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Right.
He is drinking too much Robitussin. Right. Didn't that put you to sleep?
Listen, you and I can't afford to go to sleep right now, so we don't know.
I haven't had Robitussin in, I don't know, 25 years.
But then again, you sleep like 4 hours a night, so.
Oh, that's not true.
Okay, 5.5?
I get a full 8 hours every night.
I didn't know that. Good for you.
8 hours every night.
As busy as you are, you find a way to get 8 hours every night?
No, I'm lying. I'm lying. I do. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Dallas, Texas. Let's talk to Ellis. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Ellis?
Hey, Jay, I had no tussin since I was like 9, man.
No. Did you talking about Robitussin or tussin? There's a difference.
We call it tussin. You know what I'm talking about.
Well, there's two different. No, there's tussin and Robitussin.
Tussin, yeah.
I know about tussin. There's a difference. Go ahead.
Hey, I just want to ask you, like, do you think Aaron Rodgers is a $50 million quarterback? He ain't got nobody to throw to, though, huh?
Yeah, that's why I said last night his contract is one of the worst in sports, especially if they're going to suck.
Hey, but I'm looking at this, though. You didn't know number 9. I ain't know number 9 to the Cowboys game, another game. Who is he?
Who's number 9? You talking about Watkins? I don't know nobody's number.
No, I'm saying Watkins, but I'm saying we didn't know him until, you know.
Oh, Christian. No, I knew him because he dropped the pass at the first game of the season. Yeah, that's why I know him.
Hey, I'm going to leave you with this, Dale. You should be a damn comedian, man, because you said I wouldn't trust Ryan Tannehill, my dog. He might lose.
Yeah, well, I don't trust him. It's just facts. I don't trust him with anything.
I know. It's just facts, man. But I'm saying you should be a comedian for that line, man.
Oh, well, thanks. Comedians nowadays, they got to get punched in the face, and people want to cancel them. You can't tell jokes, so I'll pass on that.
Yeah, you got to slap a dude, you know.
Yeah, I might get slapped by Will Smith. I don't need that. But then I might get a Netflix special afterwards, so I might as well sign up. Thank you, Ellis.
Hey, keep doing your thing, fam.
All right, thank you so much. Appreciate you. Hey, Shub, did you hear that? That Chris Rock? He's going to have the first live Netflix comedy special ever.
Not surprised.
So, I mean, hey, he gets slapped by Will Smith and it pays off. Good for him.
Well, he didn't need it, though. I hear what you're saying. He was crazy. He's set for life no matter what.
Oh, he's already one of the greatest comedians ever.
Is he in your top six? That would be a great top six, by the way.
Oh, my God.
Speaking of which.
No, Chris Rock is one of my favorite comedians, period.
No, is he the top six greatest comedians of all time?
Oh, for me, yes.
That question.
So.
Wow, that's saying something.
I put him, George Carlin in there. Yeah, we can go on. I'm not going to give.
Well, I don't know if you want to bury the lead because this has top six written all over it.
We're gonna top six comedians.
Yeah, your top six favorite comedians of all time. This is definitely one of the top six you got to do sometime in the summer in the dry days of sports.
No,
you know,
do that on April Fool's Day or something.
We'll
do
it. All right.
Yeah, deal. I hope you remember. I won't.
I got you on this.
Yeah, let's go to John. He's calling from Ohio. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, John?
Hey, how are you guys doing tonight?
We're doing okay, John. How are you?
Good. I'm calling in about Matt LaFleur, man.
Okay.
Listen, man, what is going on with this guy, man? What type of game plan does he have? Now, against Dallas, Green Bay runs the ball successfully. They win the football game. Even though they were down, they came back, and even when they had mounted their comeback against Dallas, they were still running the football. This is how they came back. Now you go and play the Titans. And what you did against Dallas, the Titans did against you. And you only run the ball, I think, a total of 19 times. You passed the ball 39 times.
Yeah, they're playing from behind. Yeah, they're playing from behind.
Right, they were playing from behind, but they weren't that far down, though. Is what I'm saying.
Well, they scored. Well, yeah, they scored on the first drive, and then they actually score, and then they missed the point after, so the game isn't tied. And then the second quarter, they didn't have the ball at all. They didn't have the ball in the second quarter, really. So I know it might sound a little deceptive as to, you know, why didn't they try to run the ball more, and they weren't all that far behind. They didn't have the rock. They didn't even have it.
Okay, and that's very true.
Yeah, let me tell you, here's the specific number. In the second quarter, the Titans ran 27 plays to the Packers 6. They didn't have the ball.
Right. Now, here's the thing, though. What did the Titans do to achieve that? Did they run the football?
You telling me? I mean, no, they didn't. They passed.
Yeah, they did run the football. Derrick Henry ran the football 28 times. Am I correct?
Well, yeah. Well, listen, man, I just told you about a specific quarter. I didn't know what the hell you were talking about. I don't know if you were asking me about the beginning of the game, because to open the game up, they were throwing the ball. They threw the ball to score.
Yeah, exactly. But they also ran the ball, because Ryan Tannehill only threw the ball 25 times. Is that 27. Correct?
27 times. Yes.
And they ran the ball, what? I think
32 times.
31?
32 times.
32 times.
Yes.
That's balance on offense.
Well, that's called – here are a couple of things we know. And I understand if you don't like Matt LaFleur. It's reasonable. And thank you, John, for calling from Ohio. Let's save some time here, okay? The Tennessee Titans typically have to run the ball to win anything. The Green Bay Packers want to throw it and have balance, but they don't have nobody to throw to. They suck. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
How do we measure road trips? In miles traveled and memories made. In scenic views and back roads that don't show up on your GPS. And in the wrong turns that turn out to be the right decisions. It's not about how far you can go, but how far you're inspired to move. The 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid goes the extra mile with class-leading 53 mpg combined. Farther for all. The all-new 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid. Kia. Movement that inspires. 2023 Niro HEV SX fuel economy claim based on EPA estimated combined fuel economy for entry CUV class. Actual mileage will vary with options, driving conditions, driving habits, and your vehicle's condition. See fueleconomy.gov for more details. How do we measure road trips? In miles traveled and memories made. In scenic views and back roads that don't show up on your GPS. And in the wrong turns that turn out to be the right decisions. It's not about how far you can go, but how far you're inspired to move. The 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid goes the extra mile with class-leading 53 mpg combined. Farther for all. The all-new 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid. Kia. Movement that inspires. 2023 Niro HEV SX fuel economy claim based on EPA estimated combined fuel economy for entry CUV class. Actual mileage will vary with options, driving conditions, driving habits, and your vehicle's condition. See fueleconomy.gov for details. How do we measure road trips? In miles traveled and memories made. In scenic views and back roads that don't show up on your GPS. And in the wrong turns that turn out to be the right decisions. It's not about how far you can go, but how far you're inspired to move. The 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid goes the extra mile with class-leading 53 mpg combined. Farther for all. The all-new 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid. Kia. Movement that inspires. 2023 Niro HEV SX fuel economy claim based on EPA estimated combined fuel economy for entry CUV class. Actual mileage will vary with options, driving conditions, driving habits, and your vehicle's condition. See fueleconomy.com. For more details.